Hey y'all, welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I am your host, Cannabis Sativa. If you're currently a medical marijuana patient and would like to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Right now, we are on the next stop in the how to get a medical card in your respective state. The latest stop on this tour is Hawaii. So we're going to talk about how you get a card in Hawaii. How to get a medical marijuana card in Hawaii. Full guide. Everything you need to know to get your MMJ card in Hawaii. In Hawaii, the phrase parkalaho or crazy tobacco is a local term for cannabis. The state is famous for its unique strains, but medical marijuana users have been facing an uphill battle to legally purchase weed for the better part of 20 years. In 2000, Ben Kahianto, the state's governor at the time, signed Act 228 into law. It permitted the MMJ card holders to grow weed at home and appoint a caretaker to do it instead. What Act 228 did not do was establish or make provisions for a legal marijuana market or dispensaries in the state. It was a strange situation since Hawaii was home to many artisanal home growers, which led famous strains such as Puna Butter or Maui Waui being created. A 1979 edition of Rolling Stone described weed as the state's number one crop, ahead of pineapple and sugar. The medical marijuana dispensary program for the state was finally created in 2015. It enabled those who qualified for medical marijuana to register at health.hawaii.gov. You are now unable to register unless you get a licensed physician to qualify that the patient will derive benefit from using medical cannabis for their condition. Act 241 was passed, and it stated that the Hawaii Department of Health would implement the program in 2016, and dispensaries were supposed to be open by June of that year. Also in 2016, Senate Bill 321 finally established a dispensary system that allowed 8 dispensaries on the state, designated by the island. However, it wasn't until August 2017 that the first legal medical marijuana sale was made by a dispensary in Hawaii. There are 11 medical marijuana dispensaries in Hawaii. Have a Heart Kauai, Kapa, Aloha Green Apothecary, Honolulu, Noah Botanicals, Honolulu, Care Oahu, Honolulu, Hawaii Medical Marijuana Dispensary, Honolulu, Maui Grown Therapies, Kauai, Big Island Grown, Kauai, Kalua Kona, and Kaulama. I'm probably butchering these pronunciations. So apologize to you folks in Hawaii. Sorry. Pono Life Maui, Kaluli. Here's the definitive guide on how to get a medical marijuana card in Hawaii. In Hawaii, the MMJ card used to be called the blue card, but is now known as the 329 card. Here is a step-by-step guide on how to get your 329 card in Hawaii. Step 1. See a certified physician. In Hawaii, your first step is to make an appointment with a certified physician, cannabis clinic, or APRN. The physician will complete a pre-screen, which involves sending information on your medical condition and the details on why you believe medical marijuana will help treat the symptoms. Step 2. Register with the program. Once you have received pre-screen approval, your next order of business is to go to the official Hawaii government website and register with the medical marijuana program. You must be a resident of Hawaii to participate in the program. There are plans to implement a reciprocity program from which we will explain later on. So this article was written before that had been implemented, is already been implemented. And what we're going to do in the show notes is we're going to put a link on how if you're vacationing in Hawaii or you're going on a business trip and you need medicine, if you do the work ahead of time and you fill out what Hawaii needs you to fill out, you can get your medicine there. I think it's like a $50 fee, but at any rate, I'm going to put that in the show notes so you have it. Make sure you double check everything when completing the application, because the systems of most medical practices don't allow physicians to edit applications. Unfortunately, the State Department of Health expects perfection. The name on the application must be the exact match for the name of your ID card. The DOH wants a front side picture of your Hawaii ID card. If your ID card has an initial in the middle and you enter the full name, the full middle name, for example, your application will be rejected. It will delay your application by at least a month. So you got to be careful. You got to be careful. You got to be thorough. And you have to be exact and precise. Step 3. Receive a physician's approval. Once you have submitted the online application, it will go to your certified physician for approval. They will complete their portion of the form and submit the full application to the Department of Health after you have attended a second consultation. In most cases, patients are seen on a first-come, first-served basis, which means you are sent a text message or the doctor's office calls you to arrange an appointment. Once the doctor is satisfied that your application is full and correct, it is sent to the DOH. All 329 cards are sent directly to your home address. It can take up to 2 to 5 weeks for your card to arrive. At this point, you're finally allowed to purchase weed legally from one of the dispensaries in Hawaii. Given the fact that the state is a collection of islands, we hope you live on the one that has a licensed dispensary. What are the qualifying conditions required to receive a medical marijuana card in Hawaii? When you attend a pre-screen with a physician, make sure you bring any medical documentation such as notes from a previous doctor's visits, trips to the chiropractor, ER visits, prescriptions, MRI scans, or x-rays to help support your diagnosis. You can obtain your medical records by contacting the hospital or physician where you were treated and requesting your records. The hospital in question should provide you with information on the process and ask you to sign an authorization, which you can fax to them. At present, the list of qualifying diseases and conditions have been limited to the following: migraines, chronic headaches, inflammatory bowel disorders, HIV/AIDS, glaucoma, malignant cancer, chronic nausea, seizure disorders, multiple sclerosis, fibromyalgia, and painful neuropathies. Illnesses and injuries related to military service, including PTSD, profound wasting disorders, chronic debilitating pain and muscle spasms, asthma under certain conditions. It is important to let you know that many Hawaiian physicians are unwilling to authorize a 329 for patients under the age of 30 unless they have a compelling reason to do so. What are the costs of getting a medical marijuana card in Hawaii? You must pay $38.50 to the DOH with your application via EFT or debit/credit card. There is also a $16.50 fee for a replacement card. Doctor's fees range from $150 to $200, although it is usually only veterans who pay the lower amount. The 329 card lasts for a full year, and the expiry date is always the last day of the month in question. If you are allowed to apply for a renewal 60 days in advance, and we recommend doing so as soon as possible because it can take up to 5 weeks for your renewal to be approved and your new card to be sent to you. Other important information on the Hawaii medical marijuana license process: electronic cards. At present, the application process is a relatively slow one, and all 329 cards are sent via snail mail. The Medical Cannabis Registry Program recently announced that electronic cards would be available soon, but did not provide a timeline. It will significantly reduce the average waiting time for a 329 card, which currently stands at 25 days. If there are any changes to be made regarding the information on your application, please get in touch with the DOH within 10 working days to report the alterations. Out-of-state users, and again, we're going, this article is written before this, before out-of-state patients were able to use their cards in Hawaii after filling out the visiting patient information, but now people can do that. But I'm going to put that in the show notes, like I previously mentioned. But I'll still read this part. At present, only Hawaii residents can apply for a 329 card and legally purchase medical marijuana in the state. But that is set to change in 2019. To join the program, out-of-state medical cannabis users will need to apply online and pay $49.50 for a temporary MMJ card, which will last you 60 days. Full details have yet to be released, and it is also likely the DOH will allow out-of-state patients to purchase weed from dispensaries on Maui, Kauai, and Oahu. In other U.S. states, there are reciprocity programs where out-of-state card holders can use a card from their home state to buy weed in another state. This won't be the case in Hawaii, as out-of-state users must apply for the new special card. It is estimated that 5,000 visitors will apply for cards during the first year, and the number will likely swell to 30,000 within a few years. Benefits of a 329 card in Hawaii. You are allowed to purchase weed from a licensed dispensary in Hawaii if you have a 329 card. If a law enforcement officer stops and searches you, you show them the 329 card. It'll help keep you protected as long as you do not have more than 4 ounces of marijuana in your possession. You are allowed to purchase 4 ounces every 15 days. You're also allowed to grow at home if you are a medical cannabis patient. You don't even need to register for the dispensary program, but you must register for the medical marijuana program. Hawaii law enables medical marijuana patients to grow up to 7 live plants. Minors are allowed on the program, but only with a statement from a parent or guardian which states that a physician has explained the benefits and risks of cannabis. If you break the law, you can find yourself in prison depending on the scale of the offense. Hawaii is a state that allows for conditional release or diversion for first-time marijuana offenders. And they recently did decrim, which I believe is going to go into effect next year. The governor signed it, but I don't think it goes into effect until next year. And it's 3 grams. Yes, 3 grams. But that will go into effect next year. If you complete your probation, your record is expunged. Illegal possession of less than 1 ounce is classified as a petty misdemeanor and usually results in a fine up to $1,000, although it could result in a 30-day prison sentence. Possession of over an ounce but under a pound is a misdemeanor with a possible prison term of 12 months. Possession of over a pound of cannabis is a Class C felony, and the charge gets most serious with larger amounts. End of article. Okay, so we're going to pivot over to the licensed doctor section. So we're going to go to marijuana doctors first. And as you can see from the video version of this, there seem to be a couple. And weed maps, I'll briefly go on that. Seems to be a few here. And then if you're looking at the video version of this, the last page I'm going to show is... this is from Pot Guide and explains how to apply for a visiting special card to if you're an out-of-state patient. You have to fill out this documentation to get a card that you can use when you're visiting Hawaii for vacation, for business, or what have you. You do have to fill out paperwork. You can't just use your card in your previous state. You have to get one in Hawaii as well too. But we'll put this in the show notes, and so I hope you guys got a lot out of this. If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support and expand our humble little project, there are a few ways you can support us. We plan on doing big and humble little things with our project, such as getting to trade shows, visiting other MMJ and recreational states, and doing on-field work. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on,
pay rent, pay for hosting and equipment and travel. And you can do this by going to www.anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have $5 and $10 tiers if you're feeling extra generous, and those come with their own benefits too. And if you subscribe to the 10 and above tier, you get some personal time if you're over 21 with Mr. Sativa. So, you know, you can chat with me on Discord. You know, we can have 15-minute one-on-one time. So you get exclusive episodes. You get early releases when you join these tiers. And you can also subscribe and find our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. Follow us on socials at on Twitter, for example, at IC Sativa Podcast, and on Instagram at I Am Cannabis Sativa. And as always, stay medicated, my friends. Peace.